sermon.
Yeah, I must have slept through every sermon I heard till I was about 10 years old. Go right there. And usually the choir provides
music.
Yeah, and if you thought it was especially good, you might go up to him and say, that music sure was.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Or, you remember the song, let's see. Or maybe you will go outside in the morning to see the sunrise. You say, that sunrise sure was.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm. And anything else you might say besides pretty there?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Say you were going to the ball game and you had a flat tire, you might say, well, I thought I would make it, but I got caught in the traffic and the ball game was over.
Ball game was over before I got there.
Mm-hmm. And usually, and if you go to church and listen to the preacher, the person he's trying to get you not to listen to is who he's preaching against is what he's preaching against.
Sin.
Yeah.
The devil.
Yeah. Any other names for the devil that people commonly use?
Satan or Satan, whichever mm-hmm. way you want to pronounce it.
Any joking terms you ever use like that?
Not that you're going to hell if you don't behave.
Yeah. When what is it that people think they see in the night that frightens them a lot?
Well, I think if they're afraid something's going to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to sneak out behind a car or something and get them.
And what are those things that you usually think you see in the graveyard that scare you, you know? You,
ghosts.
Yeah. Any other names that people call those?
Spooks.
Spooks, yeah. And a house that had ghosts in it, you call that what kind of house?
House of goblins.
Yeah, or...
House of ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Haunted house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you might, if your wife's going out tonight, you might say, well, better put a sweater on, it's getting...
A little chilly.
Mm-hmm. And you might tell somebody, well, I'll go if you insist, but
I don't really want to go.
Mm-hmm. And what do you usually say to a friend when you haven't seen him for a long time and he comes up? How would you greet that friend? What would you
say? Just tell him I sure am glad to see him. I ain't seen him in a long time.
Mm-hmm. And if a person owns, say, 500 acres of land, you would say he owns, how much land would that be?
I guess that he owns a hell of a lot of land.
A lot of land, yeah. Would you ever call it a right smart of land?
I don't use that word.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? I heard a lot of folks use it, but I never have used it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If somebody asks you, can you do something, and you want to say, if they ask you, can you go up to the ball game, and you want to. Say you say yes, you say. They said, do you think you can go, Sarah? You say, why not?
I believe I can make it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If you want to, if you're talking to an older person, maybe your daddy or your mom or something like that, or your wife, one of your wife's parents, and you wanted to, how would you address them?
Well, I call my mama, mama.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy, and I call my mama-in-law, Mary,
mm-hmm.
then I call my father-in-law, Billy, or either Papa.
Mm-hmm. Would you say just yes to him, or you?
I say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, to most everybody I talk to. Or yes, sir, no, sir.
Yeah, you think maybe that's something that young people don't do so much anymore?
They say yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Of course, a lot of older folks say that too, but I just always had a lot of respect for my elders and a lot of folks younger than me. I said no sir to you lots of times.
Mm, yeah. I do that all the time too.
It don't matter to me how old they are.
Yeah.
I call a lot of the younger folks Mr. and Miss.
Mm.
Unless I'm extremely friendly with them, I just address them formal.
Mm-hmm.
I call your mama Miss. It's every now and then.